Hej.
Men stå i bed. Bør stå. Nej, nej, nej. Ikke stå. Ikke stå. Kom her. Kom her. Kom her. Bør stå. Ja. Zubba. Come on.
Yeah, hey. Welcome to Thursday Thunder. I'm Bradley Charbonneau, your weekly host. My sidekick Pepper here. He's happy as can be because he's got a stick in his mouth. So today, it's okay. See this guy? We're talking passion. See us? We're talking connection. See that sundial? It's a bit of an ancient joke. We can do this in 10 minutes. That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for passion, connection, and brevity, for lack of another word. Passion, connection, let's get it done. I'm going to tell you this in less than 10 minutes. And what I'm looking for are those three things. Passion, connection, brevity. This is what I'm looking for in our Boost Your Brand with a Book. This is what I'm looking for in authors. This is what I'm looking for helping as a publisher. All I really want to see is passion. If you don't have that, I mean, you can just, thanks, it's been great. Yeah, we can move on. Because if you don't have that, you can create that, you can try to find it, but it's from the heart and the gut. And if you don't have it to begin with about the certain topic, you know, find a different topic that you're passionate about. And it's not like you find the topic often finds you. Speaking of that, that brings me to connection. So passion is clear. It's, you're passionate about a topic. Often the topic is passionate about you, and you are just sort of the recipient of it. So in a book or in a talk or in anything, if you are not passionate, it shows. It's clear. It's obvious to the audience, to the readers. Yeah. So I was listening to this podcast this morning, and this guy, it was right up my alley, absolutely in like personal development and even in like transcendence of, you know, going from one personality to the next. And I'm listening to this guy in this interview, and he's like, yeah, well, in the next stage of, excuse me. Yeah, that was him. He was falling asleep, and I was falling asleep as a listener. I mean, if the speaker's falling asleep, how am I supposed to stay awake, right? Hey, Ben, Bristol. Yeah, basically. I think thinking of passion. Here's passion right here. Come on. There you go. Arr. There's passion. There's connection. He needs me. You also need connection. You need an audience. Now, the audience could be yourself. That's fine if it's like a circle. But better is if you can find an audience. And by audience, I don't mean a million people and you're sitting next to Oprah opening up to the world. All you really need is one person. Because then that makes a connection. 1 + 1 = 2. I believe 1 + 1 is actually more than 2. But that's all we need with a connection. So you have your passion, and then you're going to find your connections based on your passions. So your passion is going to sort of resonate. I mean, like radio waves, right? Somebody is going to, it's going to latch on to you thanks to your passion, because of your passion. Without your passion, you might not have connected with that person. So this might be you talking at dinner, or it could be your book. Now, if your book has this passion, your connectors are going to zoom, 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 find you. But guess what? You have to get your message out there. I think the most important reason to write a book is because you feel like you have to. You have a message to tell. You want your voice to be heard. I've got something to say, and I'm passionate about it. And I really want you to hear it. And if we don't connect, that's fine. But then somebody else will. I just got a so-so review the other day. It's like, yeah. I'm like, good. I'm glad you only wasted your time with one of my books. Now you can move on with the rest of your life. No harm, no foul. Move on. I'm moving on. We're all good. No harm done, right? Thanks for the effort. I'm not kidding. It's taken me a long time to get to this point, by the way. Because at first you're like, oh no, he didn't like my book. I'm ruined. Nobody loves it. Okay, Pepper. So, passion, connection, brevity. I believe also in shorter content. This video is going to be less than 10 minutes, I promise. How far are we now? I can't tell. It's all I need is a few minutes to get these things across. What have I talked about? Can we remember? Passion, connection, brevity. That's all we're going to do in 10 minutes. I'm not going to talk about a million things. I don't have 82 different topics to talk about. I just have these three, and I'm going to get them across in 10 minutes. Kuya, Morka. And in fact, we can even expect the unexpected. If somebody happens to walk through your camera, it's all good. Just let it go. Go with the flow. And this is the kind of thing we teach at Boost Your Brand with the book, is that there are going to be unexpected occurrences. There are going to be external factors that come in and shake up your world. And you're going to say, oh, where was I? Oh, yeah, I was right here. What was I talking about again? That's right. Passion, connection, brevity. Catch that? I'm paying attention. Are you? Why? Because I'm passionate about this. All I want is for you to be passionate about it. And then you will connect. Maybe you don't connect with me. Maybe you're talking about something that doesn't connect with me. That's fine. You will find your connectors. You will find your people, your followers, your readers, your viewers, your listeners, whoever they are. You will find them, but your message has to get out there. And what is that message? The one you have to tell. The one you're passionate about and you can't hold it in anymore. I've got to tell this story. I've got to tell my story. Brevity. How are we doing? Right? Do you need 342 pages for your book? No. Let's shoot for 34 pages. I have a book. It's 36 pages. It's like this. It's small. Does it matter? Think about an ebook. Do you care? There's no width to an ebook. All you really want to get is your message across and connect with your reader. Passion, connection, brevity. That's all we need. I've done this in less than 10 minutes. It's probably less than 7 minutes. In the meantime, Pepper the Wonder Dog has dug a hole back there, and we've lost our connection because he's more interested in the stick and the sand than me. But that's okay. We can lose connection at times. You see how I'm rolling with this? This is all working here, right? We will then regain our connection when our mutual passions are aligned, like let's go home and get something to eat. I'm Bradley Charbonneau. This is Thursday. I do this every Thursday. You know what I'm doing? I'm practicing. I have a weekly practice where I come out and I record. I rehearse. I take notes. I have a bit of a structure. I'm just kidding. I don't have any of that. I swear. I'm trying to be an architect. I'm such a gardener. I come out here. This is my practice. You know how I get the work done? You know how I have 26 books? It's because I am consistent. Every single day I write. Every single week I video. That's all it is. It's so simple. Is it easy? No, I didn't say that. I said it was simple. It's consistency. Frequency. Every single day, every single week, every single month. Make your schedules. Have your little tiny things daily, a little bit bigger weekly, a little bit bigger monthly, annually do something big. That's it. What were we talking about? Passion, connection, brevity. I think my brevity is about to expire. I'm Bradley Charbonneau. Thanks so much for watching. I'm here every week. Are you?